like open doors, leading you down into my core, where I become so numb. Without a soul, my spirit's sleeping somewhere cold, until you find me there and lead it back home.
Five stints at Lashkar terror camps where officers of the ISI and the Pakistani army helped provide arms, screening, and training. Oh, wait, doesn't that sound like Operation Cyclone? Oh, yeah. I like how, you know, if you go over to Wikipedia's entry for Operation Cyclone, was the code name for the United States Central Intelligence Agency program to arm, train, and financed the Afghan Mujahideen during the Soviet war in Afghanistan from 1979 to 89. I'm so glad that doesn't... Oh, wait. We seem to have that with this story, don't we? But the punchline that I missed, I'll give it to you when we come back. It's laughable. The whole thing is laughable. It's always the same story. It never changes. Why do people fall for this? Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
So what's the punchline in this story? Well, the question was posed, really, not, it's a rhetorical question. That's my position always on this kind of stuff. So first name mentioned, Saeed Mir, any connection to the intelligence community? Of course, that's a known fact for years. And like I said, if you go to David Headley's, the Wikipedia entry for David Headley or the dude, continuing, it says Pakistan officially outlawed Lashkar in 2002, but after that and through 2005, Headley did 5 stints at Lashkar terror camps where officers of the ISI and the Pakistani army helped provide arms screening and training, which sounds like what we've been doing for decades, or what the Western intelligence apparatus has been doing for decades. But here's where it gets interesting. Lashkar assigned him, the dude, or David Headley, to work with a militant chief named Saeed Mir. Ah, yes. Okay, here we go. Also known as Saeed Majid, who allegedly became a lead plotter of the Mumbai attacks. But listen to this. This is Wikipedia. Western investigators say that Mir had close ties to the ISI and may be a former military or intelligence officer. Maybe. So, You know, if you go over to the Operation Cyclone page, there's Jimmy Carter standing next to Zbigniew Brzezinski. Brzezinski has over the years bragged that we gave Russia, or the Soviet Union, her Vietnam War. So excited. And couldn't wait to call Carter and tell him. And Brzezinski, you know, this is a story that is supposedly refuted somewhat, or maybe not. You know, it just kind of, you know, depends on which way the wind blows. But Brzezinski has said publicly and made it clear that we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan and the Afghan situation. However, we did create a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to. So, you know, what does that mean? What does all of that mean? So there are people steering situations and events, and every single time you hear one of these stories, you see names like Saeed Mir, Abu Kahafa, Mazar, Iqbal, and all of these other names mentioned. Every single time there's you know, mention of somebody, they're one of these state or non-state actors who are, you know, they're actors. They're on the payroll, usually. And then you have the, you know, the folks that aren't are usually dupes. There are plenty of Manchurian dupes waiting to rush off, or just, you know, just can't wait to rush off and throw themselves on bayonets, unfortunately. People don't realize how diabolical the plot is that's been hatched and that's been acted upon and followed for such a long time. I've been thinking a lot about, shouldn't even mention it because I don't remember the quote right off the top of my head, but I've been thinking a lot about Richard Gardner's words in his piece that was published in the Foreign Affairs Journal, the Council on Foreign Relations official quarterly publication. And the piece was titled The Hard Road to World Order, published in April of 1974. He had some interesting words. You know, you see people everywhere compartmentalized, and that question arises once in a while. You know, how do you suppose that this diabolical scheme works so well when it's easy to go, I don't know, to Canada or to China or to here or to there and see that we're being manipulated. You know, this information is published here, but look, that information is published there, and gosh, if we could just put those pieces together. Well, that was basically what Richard Gardner wrote in The Hard Road to World Order. One of the ideas that he expressed was that we need to make sure that we don't cross-pollinate with, you know, propaganda that belongs in one camp creeping into another. So he was saying in 74 that with satellite technology and the ability to broadcast a message around the world, we need to be careful that the propaganda stays in its proper camp. And that's certainly held true. It's unbelievable. So I find that interesting, but once again, I digress. Anyway, so hopefully the point that was supposed to be made in last night's broadcast is abundantly clear. That being, as is always the case in this story that the AP ran and NPR picked up, among others, the names mentioned, including Saeed Mir, have intelligence community connections, and that's just a fact. That's not even a guess. Come on. Wikipedia says Western investigators. Is that not a complete misnomer? Western investigators say that Mir had close ties to the ISI and may be a former military or intelligence officer. So you got ISI and Pakistani Army arming, screening, training Lashkari Taiba, which, as I keep saying, is an outcropping of the malfeasance perpetrated by the Western intelligence community at large through Operation Cyclone in arming, training, financing, et cetera, the Afghan Mujahideen, which gave birth to Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, Lashkar-e-Taiba, and all of these other factious groups that were fighting now, just like Hillary Clinton said, oh, yeah, we created the enemy. We're responsible for this. We, not you and I, but she definitely is, because she's been a part of the leadership that has allowed this kind of nonsense for decades now. I know, that's maybe, well, you know, how can you say that? I don't know. I don't want to get into splitting of hairs. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's a fact. Saeed Mir has intelligence community connections. Might as well say he gets a paycheck from the CIA. Close ties to the ISI and maybe a former military or intelligence officer. According to Wikipedia. And, of course, you know, that's sourced. And so my question is, how is it that we keep falling for this nonsense? And there's always the plausibility, the plausible deniability, that is, that I mentioned yesterday, in the duplicity with these stupid things. It's always the same. It's just ridiculous. Where was the other story that I saw that reminded me of that with the word may? I'll find it. There are so many of these goofy stories. Speaking of NPR, let's pick on NPR a little bit from yesterday. High-risk detainees released from Guantanamo. NPR, along with the New York Times, is reporting on hundreds of classified documents concerning detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The documents were originally leaked to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks. Can you say glasnost? Anyone, glasnost. What does, oh gosh, what does it translate? Oh yeah, that's right, openness and transparency. Do we see that everywhere? Yeah, the anti-secrecy. Documents were originally leaked to the anti-secrecy website WikiLeaks and come from the Pentagon's Joint Task Force at Guantanamo. In the papers, the government assesses the dangers posed by detainees. An NPR investigation shows that some detainees considered likely to pose a threat to the U.S. if they were released were indeed let go. Ah, what a surprise. So you have Yemeni detainees who committed no crime, among others, who literally have, according to their captors, done nothing wrong. There's no reason they should be detained. So why press those folks down? Have you ever pressed a jack-in-the-box down? You press it down, you wind it up, what happens? It's spring-loaded. What does it do? That's what's happening to those folks. Then you get these other folks who likely pose a threat to the U.S. if they're released. It's just this cauldron that is just, nothing goes the way it's supposed to. If you keep poking at people all the time, telling them that they can't defend themselves or respond, you know, breaking into their house like a bull in a china closet, so to speak, which is a, you know, metaphorically speaking, what kind of a reaction do you expect to get? We'll be right back.
Introducing the new... Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back. So, as is always the case, it seems like the wrong decision is made every single time. I mean, if you let the worst go, the folks that pose a threat, and you keep the folks that don't pose a threat, and you tick them off, quite frankly, and then you send them back to a, let's just say for, you know, simplicity's sake, a place that is not happy with you already. You send a bunch of disgruntled folks back to a place that's not happy with you already. Just ripe for, you know, a catalyzing event, I suppose, that would push those folks over the brink and turn them into a bunch that's just spoiling for a fight. If you do that, turn the worst loose, keep the others until they become the worst, and so forth, what happens? And then if you turn that information loose on the public, what happens? Don't you get everyone riled up everywhere? That sounds familiar, doesn't it? I don't know about you, but, oh yeah, that's right. Albert Pike supposedly wrote a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini back in on August 15th, 1871, Pike, obviously the author of Morals and Dogma, among other things, a sovereign grand commander of Scottish Rite Freemasonry on this side of the Atlantic, and right worshipful master, all that kind of nonsense. You know, just ridiculous. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And Giuseppe Mazzini, the great Italian liberator. Nonsense. More nonsense. So Mazzini, as the story goes, commissioned Pike to write Morals and Dogma, also enlisted his help for this military strategy to take what I would call Weishaupt's plan from May Day 1776 forward and kind of carry it on to the next stage in satanic fashion. So this letter, after several years, was issued to Giuseppe Mazzini from Albert Pike in 1871, outlining three world wars. The first two have come to pass in astonishing accuracy, according to the way that Pike wrote. So was he a prophet? Oh, no, that's right. You can go over to Amazon and find a copy of the Anglo-American Establishment on Amazon.com. And under the product description, yep, there it is. It says, Quigley exposes the secret societies established in London in 1891. I guess we need to go back a little bit further if Pike's letter was in 1871. Established in London, and what's London's history? In 1891, by Cecil Rhodes. What's the history of Londinium? And so forth. Quigley explains how these men worked in union. There's that union. To begin their society to control the world. He explains how all the wars from that time were deliberately created to control the economies of all the nations. Ah, isn't that something? But, you know, there are some details and, you know, so forth left out conveniently. So Pike writes this letter. The first two world wars come to pass, well, pretty much exactly the way that Pike wrote. That's interesting, isn't it? The third was to be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati, agentur between the political Zionists and the leaders of Islam. The Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism, who was talking about political Zionism in 1871, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. And that's what we're seeing now. But why? Problem, reaction, solution. Ah, what's the solution? Then, Pike wrote, everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. Do we see this happening? Who's creating the world minority of revolutionaries? It's exactly what I've been, the story I've been pointing to last night and tonight, among other broadcasts, obviously. The citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. That's what Albert Pike wrote, and he believed this stuff because that's not the only place he wrote it. So there's continuity of message in his other writings. Crazy stuff, and yet that's what we see unfolding, and it's in the headlines. Unbelievable. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This plot that was outlined by Albert Pike, his sentiments were expressed elsewhere, especially with this Luciferian thing. And speaking of that, and morals and dogma, it's in there as well. This goofy nonsense about this character that, you know, folks like, oh gosh, what's his name? Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, dedicated his book to the first radical, right? Rules for Radicals. Dedicated to the first radical. If you just do it, let's just see what happens if we search that in Google real fast. What does it say? Yeah, there it is. Well, it's even on Amazon. Saul Alinsky dedicates his book, Rules for Radicals, to Lucifer. That's on Amazon. Do people wonder about this stuff? Oh, why do you bring that up? I don't know. I didn't write the book. Am I the crazy one? Or is the guy who wrote the book and dedicated his book to the first radical Is he the crazy? Why am I the crazy? I didn't write it. I'm just referring to it. I'm obviously not. Do people understand this? And why is that important? Well, as has been mentioned before, I mean, when we went through a series of broadcasts before Barack Obama was tapped and allegedly elected, blah, blah, blah. National election pool. Forget about black box voting. Forget about it. It means nothing. Jack Otto, in his last talk, the late, great Jack Otto, mentioned, among other times, I think the Voter News Service is what he mentioned, but that was the previous iteration, the National Election Pool, the NEP. If you go on Wikipedia and look up National Election Pool, you'd be astonished. The Gestapo tactics that are, you know, the cloak and dagger clandestine nonsense, you know, for national election data. Member companies, you know, it's a consortium of American news organizations that basically call the election. Listen to this. Organizers of the pool insist that the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data is not to determine if election is flawed, but rather to project winners of races. Well, at least they're honest. Do you notice the astonishing accuracy of national exit poll data? It's astonishing. Do you know anyone that's ever been polled? Of course you don't. It's a rhetorical question. And listen to this. This is from Wikipedia. Despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner. None of their members has incorrectly called a winner since the current system was put in place. These guys are good. You need to go have them read tarot cards or tea leaves for you or give you the lottery numbers or something, because they never miss. How is that? Are they going down to Vegas and playing the tables? I mean, the kids at MIT should study these guys. How do they do it? They're amazing. Or wait, is there more to the story here? And this is my favorite part. I'm just waiting for this page to change on Wikipedia and this information to be included. But this is the best part. This is the punchline in this story. However, to avoid the premature leaking of data, right, because we don't want to call winners too early, right? To avoid the premature leaking of data, collection is now done in a quote-unquote quarantine room at an undisclosed location in New York. All participants are stripped of outside communication devices until it's time for information to be released officially. Oh, officially. See, that's... in truth, and in fact, how they can tell you who won the election before the polls have closed. Isn't that interesting how that works? How is it that at 7:45, your local news station is telling you that 15% of the polls of precincts have reported? What? The polls are closed. How have they reported already? Hello? I mean, was it Stalin who ran around Europe, right, saying it doesn't matter who, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts that votes? I mean, it's ridiculous. But again, I digress. So back on topic, where were we headed with all of that? The hard road to world order. Back to Richard Gardner's nonsense. Let me give you some of the high points out of that, too, since we're kind of going back through, jumping into the Wayback Machine, kind of rattling around in the memory hole a little bit. Here are some excerpts. You can find it online. Download a copy of it. Foreign Affairs, April 1974, The Hard Road to World Order by Richard N. Gardner, Volume 52, Number 3. And he quotes Dickens to open. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. That's the Masonic duplicity, as above, so below crap. Anyway, got to open with that. That's the high sign to everyone. So let's see, where do we want to go from here? So he says, you know, we have an extraordinary opportunity. We have to press on. He says, we a generation ago we had tremendous support. It seems these days not so much. So things have slowed down. We got to gear things up again. How do we do that? Here's an interesting point. I think the second page of the actual text. He says, to amend the UN Charter requires the approval of two-thirds of the membership, including all of the five permanent members. If one examines carefully the attitude of UN members to specific proposals, one quickly discovers that the most likely consequence of wholesale revision of the Charter would be to diminish rather than enhance the strength of the organization. Why do we care about this organization? Quigley et al. And so forth. Continuing, he says, as in the case of the U.S. Constitution, we are more likely to make progress by pressing the existing instrument to the outer limits of its potentialities through creative use. Enter the administrative nonsense, right? What did I? The piece that I mentioned the other day when Eric Schein and I were kind of going back and forth on this stuff, or kind of weaving in and out of this subject, the administrative branch thing we get over to, is the piece by David Rosenblum back in 2002 titled "Retrofitting the Administrative State to the Constitution: Congress and the Judiciary's 20th Century Progress." What is that? Is this America? So anyway. Gardner writes, as in the case of the U.S. Constitution, we're more likely to make progress by pressing the existing instrument to the outer limits of its potentialities through creative use, seeking amendments only on carefully selected matters where they seem both necessary and capable of adoption by the constitutionally required majority. And that's right. That sounds great to us, huh? This is an interesting point. He says, the members of the United Nations seem less willing than ever to entrust vital interests of decision to the 15 men at The Hague, as may be seen from the very few countries that are willing to accept the court's compulsory jurisdiction without crippling reservations. Crippling reservations. Ah. Well, who would want to entrust the fate of hundreds of millions or more people to decisions by 15 men at The Hague? Isn't that wonderful? It's coming. So, continuing, let's see. This is a quote that always gets thrown out. In short, the House of World Order. And who was Richard Gardner? Was he an influential guy? Oh, yeah, he was. In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than from the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. And who was William James, right? But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece. Have we seen that happen since he wrote this piece? An end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Wow. So who is William James? Remember, I always say he is the kind of kingpin of the psychological community. He's the hub. All those other names are spokes. All the other names that you hear about are spokes. So anytime somebody mentions William James, you know he's an old school bad guy. Principles of Psychology, published in 1890, was kind of the magnum opus of the field. It took him 12 years to write, I think, and by that time he'd gone around the world think tanking and proselytizing for the ideas that were enshrined in Principles of Psychology. And that's where all the really hardcore bad stuff comes from, William James. So anybody that mentions William James, you as a good guy, you pretty much instantly know what their perspective is, and it's anti anything good, unfortunately. So, let's see. Yes. One of the things that I was going to mention real quick was that little excerpt There, see the Law of the Sea Treaty, Law of the Sea Conference, 1974 and beyond. We've seen that lately. Yes. Why is that important? And this is an old deal. I mean, most people forget. You know, what was Columbus? If we go with the official story these days, what was he seeking? The New World. But I digress. Okay, so point number eight, a few pages in on his little diatribe here. It says, as the IntelSat conference has foreshadowed, and in accordance with responsibilities already lodged in principle in the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, and the United Nations, new rules and institutions will almost certainly be created to regulate emerging communication technologies. Notably, direct broadcasting from satellites, while providing some safeguards against the unwanted intrusion of foreign broadcasts. What? The unwanted intrusion of foreign broadcasts. These arrangements will aim to maximize the potential for using satellite communications to promote trade and economic development, as well as world culture and understanding. What's the translation there? Just like I said, your propaganda has to stay in your camp. Their propaganda has to stay in their camp. And we know that guys like Alvin Toffler, while Gardner was dropping this on the world in Foreign Affairs Journal, Alvin Toffler was busy over in Future Shock writing about prosumers and the responsibility of the folks that are being propagandized in the fashion that Gardner is advocating here. So, but again, I digress, I suppose. Anyway, so I want to get back to the news nonsense. Can you believe this stuff? I mean, can you believe this stuff? Is this America? Have you ever heard of such a thing? Retrofitting the administrative state to the Constitution. People get paid to write this trash. Is this America? America, what happened? You had such promise. New world or otherwise. So you got this posse being released, the high-risk detainees, the whole world's finding out about it in glass-nosed fashion. Where is this other story? Yeah, here it is, I think. No, that's not it, but this one's good too. Also in WikiLeaks papers, Al-Qaeda leaders' movements following September 11th. There's a lot to read this morning about the suspected terrorists, according to NPR yesterday, who have been held at the U.S. Detention Center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as well as just where many of Al-Qaeda's top leaders were on September 11th, 2001. Oh, brother. Right? Let's see. That's ridiculous. Pornography is protected speech at New York public libraries. Even if some patrons complain about people viewing porn at a library, most librarians and constitutional scholars agree that it's protected speech. Right, but we know that's part of the erosion of America. The, you know, we corrupt to rule. Speaking of Giuseppe Mazzini, I believe that was his quote, we corrupt to rule. There you go. Paul said, how did he put that? All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify, and I will not be enslaved by anything. And I think as Peter put it, talking about false prophets, and I want to say 2 Peter, I think Peter said, for by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. So if you're overcome by this deep desire, this grip of this kind of content, then you're overcome and you're enslaved. So as Mazzini said, we corrupt to rule. Yes. Is this it? Yes. This was the other story. I've talked a lot about SSRIs and how evil it is. They're mentioned in Revelation chapter 18, and I think Galatians. You know, the whole world would be led astray by your sorcery or your pharmakia in the Greek. So the NPR story, popular painkillers can impair antidepressants' effectiveness. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs make SSRI depressants. What's an SSRI? Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. What does that do? Shut your body's serotonin production down. What do all the reports say? Academic, government, think tank, everywhere. Everyone agrees if there's a disruption in the body's serotonin levels, what happens? Violent and aggressive behavior. Period. End of story. What do SSRIs do? Disrupt your body's serotonin production. Oh. Well, that's interesting. No wonder Johnny gets on SSRIs and, you know, misses his meds for 2 days and wants to go shoot up the school. Yeah. Speaking of Manchurian candidates, we've been talking about how this is a danger, especially going into this economy. As the economy slides, people can't get their drugs. What happens? Those stories have been coming out lately. Scary stuff. I like how this story puts it, which may help account for the fact that the widely used
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
To this message, it's clear. Situation is clear. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, as always, thanks for staying up late. Welcome.
Well, I have to tell you, Chris, you're hitting all points. You're firing perfectly tonight.
Well, that's...
I was just wondering. Forgive me. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that's humbling coming from you. So,
well, thank you. Well, no, you're hitting it beautifully tonight, all marks. You know, I was just, I had myriad thoughts running through my head as I was holding to speak to you. And I was thinking, well, do we Do we live in a prison? Do we live in a labyrinth? Are we living in a zoo?
Yeah, the animal farm.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking about Jeremy Bentham, and I was thinking of Panopticon, and I was thinking of William James Sidus. And his extolling of the virtues of libertarianism,
mm-hmm.
while at the same time extolling the virtues of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, considering your words from last night. But, and then as my computer screen is on, and I'm looking at proof your TV and computer can manipulate your brain vis-a-vis mind control patents. Just fun stuff like that. But I've got a quick fun question or two for you.
Okay.
Number one, is a corporation a socialist organism?
Man, I guess we'd have to define terms.
What is, what is socialism?
Yeah.
The simplest definition.
What are I would go with Gary Allen's definition, but I don't remember it exactly verbatim, so.
Well,
I, like
I understand it. I understand it. It is a centrally planned, centrally organized, hierarchical, top-down control system engaged in commerce or enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the simplest definition. And, of course, we understand what democracy is. You know, if all we accept is that it's two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner. But my question is I wonder if anybody would ever say anything like that that was running for public office regarding democracy, even. We've never heard it, have we? Have we ever heard a candidate running for public office of any kind actually denounce democracy and majoritarian rule or rule by committee and council?
Yeah, exactly, which is Soviet by definition, right? Council or committee is what Soviet is.
Exactly.
In English.
Exactly. But anyway, I don't want to... another thing that I was thinking of, I was thinking about songs that I used to like from my past while I was on hold. And the first one that came to mind was Girl with No Eyes by the Bay Area band called It's a Beautiful Day. And then White Bird. And then House of the Rising Sun.
Nice.
All in the space of...